The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 241, Grand Theft Shuttle.
Gone? Are you sure you parked it there?
Of course I'm sure. It was right there.
He's right, it's gone. Who could have taken it?
There's no telling. I thought this area was safe.
I think it's obvious who took it. Who needs a faster ship right now? You know he's had time to get here.
Mister, are you sure he and Ursula had time to get here?
I'm afraid Lenora's right. He had time, and he needs a faster ship.
What do we do now?
Tony for Jaffra.
I've got you, Tony. Go ahead.
Our shuttle is missing. We have reason to believe that Lister and Ursula hijacked it.
Is there a shuttle there?
I don't see it anywhere. We'll stop and look around. I'll call Nate to see if he saw anything.
Do what you can. We'll be there soon. We may have to take these vehicles overland to the IDF base. Perhaps we can get a craft there.
Understand. I'll get back to you.
I'm sure Nate saw something.
We'll find out here in just a second. Agent Simon for Nate on TACCOM.
I've got you. Go ahead.
Do you have a fix on Lister?
Negative on that. We had him at the camp, and then he just disappeared.
How could that be? We are at our shuttle site and it's gone. We're fairly certain that he and Ursula took it.
Gone? I'm sorry, but we were concentrating on the camp where we last saw them.
How is it that you could not see them with the thermal camera?
I know that the camp has thermal blanket seas when going into the jungle. The river monsters are sensitive to heat and the blankets protect them from detection. It could be that they use them to get to their shuttle. We didn't notice them leaving.
We don't have solid proof that they took our shuttle. They could still be at the camp, but I seriously doubt it.
I'll keep an eye out for any traffic. If they took your ship, that means that they're in two ships. They can't do any deep space flights with only one person.
This means they'll abandon their original ship somewhere.
We'll watch for it.
Agent Simon out.
I'm really surprised that neither Nate nor Liam saw Lister's shuttle depart. Seems like that would be something hard to miss.
They probably used those thermal blankets from the camp. Lister has to know that the Mercury is in orbit watching. Now that Nate knows Lister is airborne, he can watch for traffic leaving this area.
Lenora, start mapping out the best overland route to the IDF airbase.
That's going to be fun since we have no GPS capabilities.
We do have this paper map.
I grew up on Titan IV, remember? We used maps there also. I've got this.
Here comes Jaffra now.
He has a full load on that truck.
We can take Slane back and perhaps either Hanukkah or his guard.
If we have a choice, I vote for Hanukkah. That guard is very annoying.
We'll see. He and Gabby have a bit of history. They might need to be separated.
Slane and I can be swapped so we can get back to our original teams. That way you can take the guard and we'll take Hanukkah.
I suppose that's doable.
Well, this is a twist in the plot.
Yes, it is. I didn't expect to find that our ship went missing.
And Nate was unable to help.
He didn't see anything. He was focused on the camp.
That's crazy. He must have seen the shuttle Lister was in depart.
I think they were zoomed in on the mercenary camp. How are you, by the way?
I can tell you what. I did not enjoy my first stun from a laser pistol. But I'm all right. I just don't know why she didn't kill me. Why'd you stun me?
It's my feeling that it was already set to stun and she didn't have time to reset. When she suspected you were IDF, she just drew and fired.
I was wondering, on the drive up here, why did she suspect me as IDF? Then I realised my M19 was strapped to my side. And these papers, they don't look that convincing.
Just be lucky she didn't do what she did, or I'd be looking for another new partner.
Glad to see you're standing in the upright position.
Yeah, me too.
I've mapped out the fastest route to the IDF airbase.
Excellent. Your vehicle can take the lead. We need to redistribute our passengers.
We were talking about sending Tam with you, and we take Slain here, along with his guard.
That sounds like a good plan. Gabby, bring the guard.
Any idea how long it will take to get to the airbase?
With these old trucks, a little over 2 standard hours at best.
What happened? Did you lose your ride?
That's really funny. You have me in stitches.
Take these cuffs off, and I'll make sure you are.
You know, I've had just about enough of you. This shouldn't take long.
All right, Gabby, that's enough. Agent Simon and I think you made a wise choice. Agent Slain, take the guard and secure him in this vehicle. You'll be rejoining Agent Simon.
With pleasure. Come on, you.
Big talkers, all of you.
Hey, if we get close to the river by dark, let Mr. Big Shot here get out and walk. I'm sure he'd make a great diversion.
You wouldn't dare.
Trust me, guard, that's the last thing you want to say to her. Go ahead, Agent Slain, take him to the truck.
Come on.
I suggest we start moving. 2 hours is a long ride.
Head him up, move him out.
Rollin', rollin', rollin'.
Hey, looks like you had some success in finding his records.
Yes, I think I have enough to cross-check against these other records.
How do you want to do this?
I believe we need to start by listing dates and locations going back to 2002. Now, most of the people you'll have won't go back that far.
So, we want to see if Bishop's career path crossed any of the Pentagon AOs.
That's correct. From there, if we find a connection, we follow that person's career up to becoming an assignment officer.
I think the easiest way is if you could list the dates of Bishop's assignments, and then we could quickly scan our files.
Well ahead of you, Jimbo. Here's a list for each of you. I could take some of those packets and go through them with you.
Well, here's a couple.
And some from me.
Now, Jim, these records still use the original names of several posts. The latter ones reflect the new names.
You mean some have the right names and others have the fake names?
Jim, get with the times. I know it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to you, but times have changed.
Oh, come on now. Don't get me started. Luckily, there aren't that many name changes on these records. At least we're still in the United States and not Joint States America.
I'm just realizing something else. Maybe we should be cross-checking Korsky's records with these AO guys, too.
That's not a bad idea.
Well, we've had these events like the Great Northeast Blackout of 04. We should see if any of these records line up with the event locations. Like here, we know that Korsky was involved with the blackout. He was stationed in the Northeast at the time. We should apply that to all of our people here.
That kind of thinking is what made you the sword swallower of your TOAC class.
Wait, what? Sword swallower?
TOAC, Transportation Officer Advanced Course. The top graduate receives a sword at graduation.
We called them spring butts at the NCO Academy. Every couple of minutes, they would pop up out of their chair and ask stupid questions.
Yeah, we had those too.
Well, now's the time to put all that knowledge to use. We find the connection, we just might find the mole.
I firmly believe in the ring knocker theory.
All right, let's pull out all the Academy graduates.
I hate to keep sounding dumb, but ring knockers?
Well, you know, most college grads wear a class ring. That's the same for West Point graduates. The expression comes from the thought that West Point grads will favor other grads, and to bring awareness to someone, they would knock their ring on the table.
They would really do that?
Well, no, but they would in some cases look to see if someone was wearing one.
I don't see one on you.
I was ROTC, ROTC. Didn't have a ring from college or high school. In fact, I was in basic training for transportation officers when my college class graduated. They mailed me my diploma.
There are other military schools like VMI, A&M, etc., but we need to concentrate on West Point. Both Bishop and Korski were graduates. It just makes sense to look there first.
Okay, over half of my stack is West Point.
Now I have slightly less.
Like Miss Scarlett's, more than half of mine are Academy graduates. I suggest we concentrate on these first.
I certainly hope that Sam is making better progress than we are.
I must say, it's been a while since I've been able to eat back-to-back at such nice restaurants, especially with a fellow countryman.
Yeah, especially with the fellow countryman part. It is so boring to eat with all these 3-10 humans.
Yes, I don't even get through my first couple of rounds of appetizers, and they're finished. I hate having to rush, so I just get a snack and eat later. How do you handle it?
Yeah, pretty much the same way. I consider myself permanently undercover, so I have to pretend to eat like a human. I usually go somewhere else later or do carry out. Have you heard about people who fast?
Yes, I know a lady who fasts every day for at least 12 hours. Sometimes she'll fast for 72 hours.
That's just nuts. I don't see how a person could remain conscious if they didn't eat for 3 days. Well, now I'm getting hungry again. I know a place where we can order takeout pizza.
Look, I'm all for that, but that's a lot, even for a Hongan.
I'm a stress eater, especially before a big mission.
So, you're getting close to something.
Well, I guess I gave it away there.
I'm just saying, if you have something you want me to do in San Antonio as a diversion, I need to know to get that vacation time approved.
Put in for it now. You'll have a couple of days before we need you.
I can do that. Listen, getting vacation time is one thing. But if I'm to create a diversion, I need to know what I'm doing. I'm one for preparation.
The diversion is small. You'll have plenty of time. Basically, what we'll need you to do is knock out the power. Korski has set up a program that'll override the power grid.
That's it? You want me to press a key on a computer? You can do that from Houston.
Well, we need someone there to ensure that the program worked. There are some back programs we can show you.
Well, if that's all you need... I can do that while I have a nice picnic.
We'll need you to call us to verify the outage. Once that happens, we're hoping that the IDF will concentrate their efforts there and leave us free to create havoc in Houston.
Havoc in Houston? Sounds like a movie.
Well, if everything goes as planned, it will be a disaster movie. We will bring the Mid-South to its knees. It will be a glorious victory for Rage.
Yes, and it will be a glorious victory for you.
Yes.
And Korski?
What of him?
Well, he will share in your glory. The spotlight will not shine on you alone.
Oh, have no fear, my friend. I will get all the glory. Korski is a miserable human from this planet.
Ah, I see. So he's expendable.
Someone has to be held accountable, or they'll keep searching.
What makes you think he won't turn on you?
Well, you can try. I'm sure after a while he'll figure out I made him the patsy. But what's he gonna tell them? He's still looking at a manslaughter charge, and I'll make sure the army has everything it needs to convict him.
I guess at some point he'll bring up Rage and how they are out to destroy Earth.
Exactly. A bunch of aliens living among us, bent on destroying the Earth.
Yeah, let's see how far he gets with that one. Well, I'm glad you're at least thinking about tying up that loose end.
Not to worry, my friend. Everything is under control. Now, how about that pizza?
And now you're talking my language.
So these are the three internet hubs that Hank was targeting, right?
Yes. Each one of these are considered vital to our economy, the shipping, the rail, overland banking, everything.
Let's put this map up on our tactical board.
Wouldn't that be kind of obvious?
Maybe that's the point.
Oh, yeah. Hide it in plain sight. If we are expecting a diversion from the cartels, this would be a legitimate target.
Exactly. No one would suspect we were working a different case.
I'll see about getting some maps of the port and railheads, too.
That should work nicely. Here, let me help you.
That looks pretty good. I suppose you have map tacks?
Of course, that's standard issue for a war room.
Think we need to stick a few around other strategic places.
We don't need to make it random. Let's concentrate on legitimate locations that we think Bishop may be targeting.
Okay, according to what information we have, the primary targets are in Northwest Houston.
There are four hubs close together. Greater Greens Point on North Freeway, Equinix on Adeline, and two next to each other, Cyrus 2 and Cyrus 3.
Well, you talked about how two guys would take on three internet exchanges. And there's your answer. Two big hubs right next to each other.
And that leaves one more.
Well, Equinix is a little closer to the two Cyrus hubs, but there are no east-west roads, so there'd be a lot of stair-stepping. If they take the Sam Houston tollway, it's almost a straight shot.
That's true, but most toll roads have cameras. They may want to avoid them.
I recommend what we do is research these two hubs and determine which one would do the most damage if taken out.
So it's a choice between convenience and damage estimate.
I'm hoping that with Sam's help, we won't have to decide. By the way, have you heard from him?
He's meeting with Bishop today. They're going to go have lunch together without Korski.
Well, you know what that means.
Yep. Restaurant hopping all day.
Ah, Sam just texted me. Can't talk. I'm getting closer. But it's pizza time.
At least he has his priorities straight.
Yeah, for a Hongan.
We're assuming that Bishop plans to hit Hank's old targets, which I think is reasonable, but we need to look at what else could be a target.
Well, let's look at Maritime. Right here, you've got the Port of Houston Turning Basin.
And what's so great about that?
It's the nation's largest port for waterborne tonnage. It's considered to have the largest and most efficient container yard in the U.S.
That means trucking's pretty big, since those containers are mounted onto trailers.
And rail cars.
Well, okay, that's pretty vital. But the only attack I can see is some kind of cyber attack. And if they attack internet exchanges or hubs, they would accomplish the same thing. That's why I think this attack will be electronic in nature and not a physical one. I don't think anything is going to get blown up.
They could blow up the hubs.
That's true, but people would know what happened. I'm thinking it would be more psychological if the internet just stopped working and the public didn't know why.
I can see that. An explosion would be outright sabotage. But if things just stop working, people will be left to just wonder why.
Until officials verify that it was a cyber attack. I can see how people would panic more. You know, they can't blow up everyone's home or business, but they certainly could destroy the internet.
Well, it's not only our economy, but our whole way of living depends more and more on the internet.
This would not only be a nightmare for our city, but for the whole country. Let's hope Sam can come through for us.
Ursula, do you detect any craft behind us?
No, Master Lister. It is all clear, but I am having trouble keeping up with you. This old shuttlecraft of ours doesn't have the speed or power of that IDF shuttle.
Which is exactly why I stole it.
And it was a brilliant move, my lord.
Yes, it was, wasn't it?
I wish I could have seen the looks on their faces when they turned the corner to the old airstrip.
I would have enjoyed that.
How far should we go before abandoning this antique, I mean?
Not much farther. I imagine that they will drive to the old IDF airbase to try and get a ship.
Then we need to hide the ship well, or scuttle it.
Just pull the main power pack circuit board and bring it with you.
That should do the trick. Master, speaking of circuit boards, do you have plans for it soon?
Yes, the doctor here knows a facility he can use to do the operation.
Will he cooperate?
If he has any hopes of returning to the camp, I believe he will. But we will have to hurry before Jaffa's crew catches us.
As soon as we launch for Titan IV, the Mercury will be able to track us down. We can't outrun them.
I don't believe we'll have to. They're not going to leave orbit with the majority of their crew on the ground. It will take time for them to procure a craft and return to the Mercury.
Then I believe we will have a chance to elude them. But I am concerned for your safety, my lord. Implanting that circuit board is not minor surgery. You will need time and care to recover. Jaffra may reach us by then.
Once the surgery is complete, I will be able to recover aboard the Potomac.
We just need to get a crew together for the ship.
Do you think we will be able to find a crew?
Free transport back to the Baldabar system in Latumis is quite desirable. I'm sure we will get some tankers on our offer.
Then I assume that while you are being operated on, you want me to find a crew.
I think you will be better suited for that than I.
I suppose I can take that as a compliment.
Perhaps. Just don't let it go to your head.
I wouldn't think of it.
Kind of nice to see real airplanes and helicopters. Makes me think of home.
Yeah, when I was younger, I used to go to the end of the runway at EWI and watch the jets take off and land.
Isn't that precious? Did you have little plastic airplanes and pretend they were real?
No, my friends and I would lie on the hood of our car, down some liquid refreshments, and feel the vibration of the jets.
Well, if that's how you got your excitement back then.
I can understand that. When I was with the Army as a biologist, I was assigned to a Pershing missile unit. You talk about feeling the vibration. Stand close to one of those when they were launched.
Sounds like excitement. But if you want the full effect, go to the bourbon and beefsteak at the Cross when two big blokes bung on and blew.
Yeah, especially when the chairs and bottles started flying.
You remember the time I caught a full bottle of Black Zambuca?
Yeah, I grabbed a couple of plates of party pies. Those were the good times.
How did we get on this topic?
I think Sling was getting homesick or something.
I was just saying, this place reminds me of home. That's all.
I wonder what's taking Simon and Jafara so long.
I've dealt with these people before.
Oh, yeah. When we requisitioned a ship and you were pretending to be active duty.
And I can tell you, that sergeant in there is a total jerk. I just hope Jafra or Simon can reason with him.
Let's hope so.
I can't believe you waltzed in there and pulled that off.
Yeah, that took some moxie.
There you go, dancing again.
I think we need to update Lenore's translator.
I know what it means. Now, as for bung on a blue, I haven't the slightest clue.
Don't worry, Lenora. I've been stuck with these guys since Cali. Half the time, I have no idea what they're saying.
I've been listening to this mindless chatter, and I can also say I've no idea what you're talking about.
I believe, General, that this is how the lower class of their species communicate.
What you're trying to do is futile. By the time they procure a ship, Lister will be long gone.
So you might as well release us. There's nothing we can do here. There are no rage allies left on this crawl planet.
He's right. What major crimes have we committed anyway? The war has been over for a long time.
Boy, what a memory on you. How about the theft of a civilian freighter ship?
That's right. You're the one who stole me ship.
That was Bella. And your own pilot you call Liam.
Really? You can stand there and act all innocent. What about Gabby here? I believe she was an involuntary guest of yours.
She was a trespasser.
Mercury to ground unit. Do you copy?
We copy. Go ahead.
We just picked up a ship departing Titan 3. It's Lister.
Have Lister and Ursula escaped yet again? Will Simon and Jaffa be able to secure a ship in time to board the Mercury and give chase? Will Sam finally get the full details of Bishop's mission? Find out the answers to these stories and more in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, The Chase is On.